flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We got a packed show coming up today. Pete Prisco going to join us at noon. Jeff Ehrman talking Terps in about a half hour, man. Terps, good win last night, man. Fired up for that. Mark Zuckerman from Palm Beach. Pitchers and catchers reporting, man.
Did you not
baseball
on your Terps last night? You were scared. What was scaring you, man?
I didn't like the spot. But you know what? Good teams win in tough spots.
They went out there and handled that thing. All right.
Good teams win in tough spots, man.
Saying, dog.
I'm going Sunday. Anybody going to be in College
Park?
You got to
start being a little bit more confident, dog.
Not only am I going Sunday, but we got a babysitter. It's just me and Lauren going back to College Park.
Oh, boy.
I don't know, man.
Oh, boy. I've seen Lauren dance, boy. Ooh, Lauren. It's going to be fun.
The U.S. beat Finland last night in the
beat the hell out of them.
The Four Nations Cup, I believe we're calling this thing. 5-1,
something like that? Going into
6-1.
Wait, it ended up being 6-1. It was within, when they 2-1, they were 2-1 going into the third.
I think both the
Kachuk
boys scored.
And in 3 minutes, bam, 5-1.
Yeah, beat their ass. Bleep you, Finland. I take it back. I don't really have any animosity towards Finland. I know very little. I believe Helsinki's the capital. But you heard something briefly there. Obviously, the biggest breaking news here on the B. Mitchell Finley program. Happy Valentine's Day to all that celebrate. But Jeff Walker is back. His triumphant return. It's been a hell of a couple days, Jeffrey.
Been a while.
How are you, bud? What's the latest? What are we allowed to discuss?
Man, what you want to talk about, JP? I'm here, man. I'm alive.
So let's start with the day of the snowstorm, which feels like a week ago now. The snowstorm was when? Tuesday?
Yes.
Okay. So on Instagram, you posted a video of a lady of the night walking down the middle of the street in the middle of the day. That was about 3 o'clock on Tuesday, correct?
Yes.
Roughly?
Yes.
All right, take me from when you spotted that lady of the night and decided to post it on Instagram until now. What all has happened in your universe?
Okay, so first, that lady of the night completely threw me off because it was snowing outside, and she's just walking on the yellow lines in between traffic.
She seemed like she had had a few. Like, she had had some substances.
I'm glad you said a few substances because that wasn't drinks. Then, dude, so I'm teaching lessons now to troubled kids, you know, and.
You're teaching lessons to troubled kids.
Yeah, I mean, we giving them different avenues, you know, we teaching them how to engineer, we teach them how to, you know, do different things. So I went out just because I had to get some stuff done, and on my way back, this dude in a Nissan Altima comes flying down 295. I mean, not 295, BW Parkway. Same thing, it's just the Maryland side. So he spins out. So as he's spinning out, I slam on brakes. I'm like, oh, man, I'm about to collide with this guy. So I let off the brake. I swerve into a ditch. You know I always got something wrong with my tire, right?
Something's always wrong with something, you know, Jeff. What? I know that.
Now you find, like, your text to us was on my way home, and I was like, why it took till 9:30 for you to text? You know what I mean?
Dude, I was like when I slid off, I was just like, yo, why are you speeding? Dude asked me, am I all right? I was just so blown away. I didn't even argue at bro. I was like, yeah, I'm okay, bro. Just go ahead, bro. Because
the dude that made you go into the ditch, asked you when you're right?
He asked me,
was going to pull you out of Nissan Sentra?
Now, look, I didn't even want him to talk to me. I just wanted him to just drive on because my tire's flat in the ditch now. I can't get no traction to get out. Finally get it out.
What road was this on? Like, where is there a ditch?
It's not like a ditch.
Like, where the snowplow pushed everything off, kind of?
Yeah, it's like I just couldn't get it. And when my tire would spin, it would kick up mud and stuff.
So my first specific question was answered with, it wasn't really a ditch. I'm just saying. and we continue.
So then yesterday, I'm about to come into work. I start my car. I forgot I didn't lock my door. I literally take 5 steps from my car. And as I'm putting the key in the door to lock my door, I just hear skirt. And then I hear 2 cars skirt off. And I look, my car is being sped down the street by some random guy. My car is gone. I don't know how to feel. I'm
So do you think if you went to the car that they were gonna try to jack you?
No. I honestly think they just had the perfect opportunity and took it. Cause my car is not worth taking. Like, it's so many cars on the street that look better than mine. It's not worth taking.
Mm. So I have a question for you, Jeff.
Yeah.
In the United States of America, liability insurance is required to drive a car, right?
Yes.
But it's not required to have comprehensive coverage, which covers theft.
Yes.
I'm curious if you have comprehensive car insurance.
No, well,
the way Facebook knows.
Knowing you, so that was my one prediction yesterday when you weren't here, is like, man, I got a feeling Jeff doesn't have comprehensive on this car.
I don't. Good thing is,
let's put out an APB on the radio. Maybe the listeners can help. It takes a village.
Yes,
tell people what they're looking for.
It's a 2005 Jeep Grand Cherokee, license plate 1GA4874, and it's like a dark blue. The good thing is,
I always thought it was kind of green looking.
It comes up, my VIN number registered as dark blue. I don't
DC
know why.
DC plates?
Huh?
DC plates?
Maryland plates.
Okay.
You know what? I saw one yesterday looked just like your car, but it wasn't your license plate. It was a different license plate.
I also don't think, most of the time, because a bunch of my friends' cars have been stolen out of their driveways. A lot of times, especially now with the push start, people forget to take their keys inside. And so these dudes come around the middle of the night.
I don't know.
It happens. But a lot of times people just kind of take it for a joyride and leave it somewhere. I'm almost surprised your car hasn't turned up yet. Did you call the police, Jeff?
Yes, I called the police and my insurance. The thing is, JP, it depends on what level of thief I'm dealing with here. Like, if I'm dealing with a low-level guy who's just joyriding, I'll probably find it. It'll probably be crashed. But because of the engine that I had, somebody could be chopping that thing up right now. In conversion.
You're telling me your 20-year-old car has some super engine?
So my engine is the first series of the Hellcat engines. It's a Hemi.
Believe me, the year of the car don't make a difference.
Yeah, I'm going to say that car was taken care of.
Normally the older the car is the one that they really want.
I'm about to say my engine, new car got too much taken care of.
Is it Beverly Hills Cop when he's like, is this the illegal chop shop? let's go around the room. What are the chances Jeff gets his car back, Brian?
Who's Brian?
You. I'll call White Brian when it's his turn.
Well, I'm hoping he gets it, but it's slim.
What are the chances Jeff gets his car back, like, fully functional, operational? He just needs a wash.
That's very, very rare.
Like 10%?
Yeah.
Landfill, what are the chances Jeff gets his car back, operational, ready to rock?
17.
White Brian?
24.
Ooh, optimist. Jeff, what's your gut telling you?
Bro, I already started looking for a new car. Like, the real reason why I just know just the luck that I've been on for the. I just know it's going to come up total.
Ain't no luck, Jeff.
I just hope. I just hope.
Been on lately.
I just hope that, you know, my speaker stands are still in there, and I.
Oh, is your DJ stuff in there?
No, luckily all except only my microphone and my speaker stands. The two cheapest things was left in my car. I make sure I take all my speakers and everything out every time. But, dude.
All right, well, good luck, man. If any, I know we have police officers that listen. If you can help Jeff out, I don't know, go knock on some doors, man. Maybe it was the dude, Landfill, I believe his name was Memphis. There was a guy that had to steal 60 cars in 24 hours, I think.
Who?
It's a real story, right?
Yeah, it was Eleanor. That was the name of Jeff's car.
Yeah, maybe this is an elaborate heist scheme, and he's just.
Where is the guy from?
Gone in 60 seconds.
Is it a real story?
Nope.
Yeah, it's a real story.
Are you making this up? You all straight bastards. Which both of
Memphis
y'all.
Reigns, I believe.
Memphis Reigns.
Jeff, I
love that movie. I'm gonna watch that tonight.
Jeff, I'm not entirely convinced you're getting your car back, bud. I thought you'd have it back already. I am not a criminologist. I know very little.
We know you're not that.
I know very little about anything, frankly. But I think if you don't get your car back in like the first 12, 24 hours.
48 hours. Like it was
28.
What's the movie? 48 hours.
48 hours. Another Eddie Murphy classic.
Nah, but this is a TV show we're talking about. 48 hours where... It's a, they say if you whenever a crime happens, you have
the first 48.
First 48, yeah.
I was talking about Eddie Murphy and I think Nick Nolte in San Francisco was 48 hours. Mm. You never saw that movie?
Nah.
Yo, it's awesome. It's Eddie Murphy.
I'm not a movie guy. You just got to know that. I go to sleep in movies. Why am I supposed to waste my money?
Yeah, but this was 30 years
ago. I was going to sleep 30 years ago in movies too.
What recourse do you have, Jeff? For your car. Hit up the good people at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. Maybe they got a deal for you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Yeah, I don't even know which direction I'm going with this right now on my car.
Now, there was a period of time where your old car died on you, and you were taking the metro a lot.
No, my old car didn't die on me. Someone crashed into my car.
Yeah,
and ran.
Remember that at night.
Is that when they were attacking your tires?
Somebody at night hit your car and kept going.
It was raining.
Right?
They lost control, hit my car, and kept going.
You know what I suggest?
It's hard to keep up with all the things.
I suggest you get noble cars.
No.
Take the metro,
I'm leaving the hood. I'm not staying around my neighborhood no more. I'm gone. I'm moving to, like, Ashburn or something.
What?
I don't know.
Yes, I'm gone. I'm not staying in the city no more.
Landville, I know how you feel about a football stadium in Virginia. How do you feel about Jeff moving to Ashburn?
I just need somewhere quiet, bro. I can't do this no more.
I'd be cool if Jeff moved to Virginia. We could hang it out at the filling company.
Jeff,
the what?
Jeff is more of a Maryland, D.C. guy. We are north of the river, fellas. Jeff.
Hey, bro. I promise you, I do not have no problem commuting to the city, having my fun, and leaving.
You should move. Where does Greg live? What even
he
county
don't
is
live
that?
There, hell.
Jeff, you should move out there.
He'll never get here on time.
What? If I move that far, I'll be moving to Southern Maryland.
What county does Greg live in? Do you know?
Greg lives like out there in
Orange County?
Front Royal area.
I don't even know what county that.
I think it's
Orange. That's my guess. Jeff, I'm taking the under on you moving even outside of the Beltway.
Hey, you going to lose that one.
What? Didn't you just sign a new lease?
Yeah, but the lease only 6 months.
Okay. Well, good luck, man. I'm glad you're back at work. I'll be honest. I was not expecting to see Jeff today. When you walked in, I was like,
we're about to do a bet. Then, boom, you walked in. You saved me some money.
if I would have stayed in the house, I probably would have lost my sanity. Thinking about
that
car.
Yo, in your quest to get the car back, let's all be safe. All right? I mean that sincerely. Because I know you. I know you want your car back. It's your property. You are entitled to want it back. But let's just try to think big picture, man. Big picture. You get another car.
Huge picture.
Yeah. We are in the doldrums of sports now. Football's over every day. I feel like I'm still
trying
to
come to grips with it. We're good.
Dude, did you watch it at all last night?
No.
White Brian, did you watch
last night? At least I was pulling for him.
You're a college hoops guy.
I went to the MGM last night.
Oh, what was going on over there?
I was having some drinks and getting some at the roulette table.
You get it in?
Yes, baby.
Did the green hit?
Huh?
Did the
Nah, I got the black. I had black.
Always bet on black.
Yep.
Quoting Wesley Snipes. I went out to King Street Oyster Bar, which was cool. That's a cool spot. If you're ever out Rockville, Potomac, wherever that is, it's a cool little spot. Oh, dude, the bartender listens to the radio show. And he gave me...
Mark say Jeff really has Asperger syndrome.
He's moving out there now. The bartender gave me a gift for you, Brian, that I left in my car, I think. But this
What kind
dude,
of gift?
I think you're okay with me leaving it in the car. His name was Joey. Shout out to Joey at King
what
Street
up, Joey?
Oyster Bar. A couple years back, we were at a remote for Nats opening day at that bar down by Nats Park, but like on the far side. You remember we were doing that remote on First Street, maybe? Not Half Street, but like one over for Nats opening day?
We did a remote?
We did. Remember Jody came by? We were there.
Oh, we were on the street?
We were on the street.
Yeah, I remember that. That's over there, though.
Well, I never know where we are. all the blinds are drawn. It's very confusing. And my man said he came by and he gave you a gift as part of your Hall of Fame advocacy fund. And it was 3 pennies. And he gave me another 3 pennies in an envelope and said, B. Mitch, Hall of Fame advocacy fund. So shout out to Joey.
You were telling people to send us pennies. That's why they started doing that.
I haven't said that in years.
Yeah, but you said it.
Well, do you want me to go get it from the car? I can send Jeff. Although I don't know that Jeff needs to be around cars right now.
No.
So I was there, and then I went out to dinner. My buddy Phil's in town. A lot going on. Great to see him. Pretty low-key night. Watched the Terps. Was fired up for that game. Fired up for that win. You go on the road in the Big Ten. Those are good wins. And as we get closer and closer to March, you know, college hoops in the area feels kind of back. Mason's doing really well. AU's doing really well. If you expand out a little bit, Towson, VCU. I think the Hoyas, dude, remember So Kevin Willard's been at Maryland. This is his third season. There was real talk of maybe Rick Pitino getting that job.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the Hoyas hired Ed Cooley. It's only his second season. Have you seen what Rick Pitino has done at St. John's?
They're playing well from what I hear.
Bro, they're top 10.
All right.
They're nasty.
Man doing a good job.
Whatever you think about Pitino, he's an excellent basketball
coach. He can coach.
They're 21-4.
Yeah.
12-2 in the Big East. I think, and maybe we need like an actual bracketologist on this, I think the Hoyas are looking outside the bubble right now. They're 15-9. They're 6-7 in the Big East. I don't know. I'm curious what you think on this. And we're going to talk to Jeff Urban specifically about Maryland here in a minute. But in the state of NIL and transfer portal, do you get time to build a program? Can't you just, like, isn't every year building? You know what I'm saying? Like, it used to be you got to give a coach 3-4 years, let him build his program, get his kids
in,
develop
them. You don't have that time anymore. You know, that's what Locks talked to us about.
Oh, right.
Like now you are there to compete. You don't have time to go out there and get the guy coming out of high school. No, you got to go get the guys off the portal because you are expected to compete now, especially in basketball.
Yeah. White Brian is our college basketball insider.
He only talk about mid-majors, though. Low majors.
That might be where Georgetown is. Are they in the tournament?
No, they're going to have to win the Big East tournament to get in. They don't have enough good wins.
They got 7 games left. What do they go 7-0 down the stretch in the Big East?
Yeah, I guess. It's just not very realistic.
Damn, hater in the house. All right, here's what we're going to do. B. Mitch and Finley, we got a packed show coming your way. We're going to talk a little Miles Garrett. We're going to talk to Pete Prisco. Jeff Urban joins the program next.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.